Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and I am serious. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a minute. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean double E, Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook Sons of Liberty Media. As well, friends, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean again, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Have a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a hourly, minutely, exactly, to be honest with you, basis. So we appreciate that interaction, friends. This is how we do it. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for our liberties. And there are some people in this country, as a matter of fact, a whole lot of people in this country that understand just that. Folks, you can also call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. What I'd like to talk about, friends, today is I want you to understand who your enemy is and how they operate. I'm going to revisit Saul Alinsky and his tactics, and we also understand that Jay Carney, the clown, that would on a daily basis lie for the President of the United States, this being in the past, affirmed Barack Hussein Obama's respect for none other than Saul Alinsky, the Chicago organizer who accredited Satan for the writing of his book, Rules for Radicals. So we're going to get to those topics. And friends, it's quite astounding, but it's exactly what's happening today. This is what happens when you forsake a just and a holy God. I also want people to understand that Scripture tells us in Proverbs 28 that they that forsake the law, God's moral law, praise the wicked. The problem they're having is they don't have a whole lot of wicked people to follow in pursuit, but there is a whole lot of wicked people, and the wicked are those that know to do right and do nothing about it, that are actually tolerating the crimes of those that are praising Satan from the White House, friends, and they're acting accordingly as they are the sons of Belial. But I also want you to know on an encouraging point, but such as keep the law, contend with them. You better bet your bottom dollar, because there's a whole lot of law-abiding citizens in this country that have had enough. So, folks, before we get to that, I also want to talk about, I've got a question for you, and I'll propose that to you at the end of the show. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to highlight some of these articles that we have. We have an Islamic congressman petition Obama to ban Geert Wilders from the United States because of his warning to the Muslims in his nation. Folks, Muslims all over the world are being sent into exile. They're being asked, they're being kicked out of countries because of what they bring with them. It was Winston Churchill that rightly said of the Muslim religion, it's like rabies in a dog. And there's a lot of people in this world on a global scale, friends, that have learned and they've had enough. So they're saying, get out, go back to where you came from, that this is what you're about. And really what I want to say is if God is God, namely your God, then what are you coming to other countries for? It just doesn't work that way, friends. People are coming to here because people know who our God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Also want to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Islamic congressman petition Obama to ban Geert Wilders from U.S. Listen carefully. Islamic congressman in America? petition Obama to ban Geert Wilders from the United States for warning his people of the Islamic nation and who they are, and the Muslims in their country. He's had enough, and he's not tolerating it anymore. Folks, I want you to understand that the people in government that are defending the Muslims, let's even go over to the topic of the homosexuals or the atheists or any other debased sort. You need to understand, America, they're not protecting the above said. They're protecting themselves because that's who they are. And you're about to get a whole spoonful in just a couple moments when you see the tactics of Saul Alinsky, and who's exactly verbatim, word for word, line upon line, precept upon precept, actually manifesting themselves in accordance to the precepts of Saul Alinsky, who thanked Satan. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. So keep in mind, friends, when you see that we have an Islamic congressman in America petition Obama to ban Geert Wilders from the United States of America, you need to understand they're not protecting these useful idiots, friends. They're protecting themselves. Just wanted to share that with you. Baltimore Police Commissioner, riots, violent agitators, not from Baltimore. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. Did you see sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends? Georgia teacher tells students Obama is a Muslim, so he gets fired. Friends, we need to pull the curtain back as to what's going on in this country. Undercover investigation video, sodomites admit that they weren't born that way. Of course they're not born that way. They make the choice to do the things that they do. And they advocate what God condemns and what the laws of our constitutional republic condemn. And isn't it interesting, friends, that they're trying to tear down your laws to get you to accept their abominable lifestyles so they can shut you up? And that's what it's about. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jade Helm, is it real? Texas on guard, is Texas state militias on alert right now? That one's going right out of the... It's a very busy site right now, friends. Jade Helm, is it real? Yes, it is. Texas on guard, is state militia on alert. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Ted Cruz, there is a liberal fascism dedicated to targeting Christians. Of course there is, and it's coming from the White House. The guy that America tolerates. Religious leaders, this is the church, friends, by the way. And don't tell me I didn't tell you for years. You're beginning to see the head of the real church. Religious leaders draw the line in the sand on redefining marriage. Friends, keep in mind, the Supreme Court and government did not define marriage, so therefore they don't have the power to redefine marriage, nor law. And I want people to understand who's committing the act of treason here. It's not the people that are telling the government, you are not going to act out of your scope of authority. It's the government acting outside of their scope of authority. And America, you falling for the fact that they have a right to do that when in fact they don't. So who's the lawbreaker? They are. And they don't have a right to do it. Folks, this reminds me of back in the 60s, we're told that in 1962, when the Supreme Court said no more to prayer in public schools. By the way, you can still pray in public schools. You've never lost the right. Just saying. But interestingly enough, the Supreme Court, the demigods of the day, voted in favor of 3% of the population against the 97% that said leave it alone. That's called oligarchy, where few rule over many. This is how they operate. Again, we're going to talk about that in just a moment here. Religious leaders draw the line in the sand on redefining marriage. I'm going to read that letter right when we come back, friends. That's really short. And then we're going to get over to the Saul Alinsky tactics. But first, we're going to play an audio from Jay the Clown Carney. Okay? Playing the stooge for the stooge. For the stooge for the stooge. For the stooge for the stooge. For the stooge for the stooge for the stooge. Did you guys get that? I just wanted to make sure you got it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I was just sharing with you before the break, friends, the Supreme Court acting out as if they are above the law, They've been doing this for a long time, as has government. But interestingly enough, back in the 60s, when they said they didn't want prayer in public schools anymore, they voted in favor of 3% of the population. They committed an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many. That is illegal, friends. But they did it anyways. When the 97% said leave it alone, they went unheard. And by the way, if the 97% were for it and 3% weren't, the 3% that are on the side of law are the ones that are right. We're not a democracy. We're a republic, friends. We're ruled by law. Not by polls, not by the majority. We're ruled by law. And so in saying that, going over again to the Sons of Liberty Media.com really quick. Religious leaders draw a line in sand on redefining marriage. We will not obey Supreme Court. This is the church. This is what the church is called to do. They're to hold their ground. Light reproves the darkness. That's what's happening here. They have their house built on the rock, and no matter what storm comes, they ain't moving. And I'm so happy to see that the church is on the rise in Jesus' name, because it was Jesus that said, not me, not the church in America, not any spiritual leader, that said the gates of hell shall not prevail. No, Jesus said that. And he's not a man that he should lie. And folks, the seed of the righteous is forever, and we're still here, aren't we? In other words, there's been a vindication of the Word of God millions of times over the last 6,000 years. Listen to me, bad guys. The church isn't going anywhere. The church is not going anywhere. But in America, friends, I want to tell you, I'm very, very happy to see what I'm seeing in front of me right now. It was probably the inevitable that we would get here, and so here we are. The United States Supreme Court began hearing arguments this week on gay marriage or same-sex marriage or sodomite marriage, friends. Take your pick. Interestingly enough as well, friends, the Supreme Court is picking cases that they will hear and the ones that they won't hear. So they're actually, folks, this is all part of the plan. Remember what Roosevelt said? He said nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned. That's exactly what's going on here. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. And they're going along with the propaganda machine because that's who their pimp is, special interest groups. Now, getting back to this point, considering the fact that homosexual marriage or same-sex marriage cannot exist due to the convent or covenant nature of marriage, no matter what laws are passed, we are left with the political agenda of the radical left, the corrupt. Let's quit calling them the left, the corrupt. Enemies to America. Enemies to their God. None of it has to do with the rights of homosexuals because homosexuals don't have rights. Hold me to that. Because God didn't give them the right to commit the crime against nature. To love who they want to love as the arguments go, or their persecution by those who oppose their lifestyle, when in fact the opposite is true. And that's the way it always goes with special interests that these criminals manipulate in order to gain measure after measure of political power. It's all a game. It's all a game. On April 28th, Fox News, Todd Starnes reported this, and good for them, we will not obey. That's the blunt warning of a group of prominent religious leaders and what they are sending to the Supreme Court of the United States as they consider, as they, America, consider same-sex marriage. It is exactly where they want it to be. And notice all the way through, every single step taken to get where it's at today, the American people have stood up against it. Every single step of the way. But they give you these false polls and false pollings to lead you to believe, well, you know what? People are beginning to change their minds. You know, they're beginning to change their stance with the homosexuals, man. You know? Who told you that? Well, they take a poll in the White House? Yes, that's where they took the poll. Maybe in Loring Park in Minnesota. It's a known homosexual park. Where you'll see on any given day, with one or two homosexuals there, holding hands, walking down the little cemented path around the lake, where they whisper sweet nothings into each other's ear for a day until they find another lover. The religious leaders go on, we respectfully warn the Supreme Court not to cross that line. Read a document titled Pledge in Solidarity to Defend Marriage. We stand united together in defense of marriage. Make no mistake about our resolve. Amen. While there are many things we can endure, redefining marriage is so fundamental to the natural order and the common good that it is the line we must draw and we cannot and will not cross. The pledge states, the signers are a who's who of religious leaders, including former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, former Senator Rick Santorum, NRB broadcaster President Jerry Johnson, Pastor John Hagee, Franklin Graham, President and CEO of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and Samaritan's Purse. The pledge was co-drafted by Deacon Keith Foreigner, a Catholic deacon, and Matt Staver, the founder of Liberty Council, also involved in the document were Rick Scarlber and the president of Vision America Actions, and James Dobson, the founder of Family Talk Radio. We're sending a warning to the Supreme Court and, frankly, any court that crosses the line on the issue of marriage, Staver told Fox News. Is this the church? You better bet your bottom dollar this is the church. This is what the church does. And I want to tell you something. These sort of people, these sort of real Christian patriots that are taking a stand, this is what America has been waiting to see for a long, 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 long time. And I want all the bad guys to understand one thing. When the church stands up to do what God commanded and they don't bow, the fourth man will show up, and it will not be good for those that touch the anointed of God. Don't mark my words, friends. Mark the words of the Most High God. Mark the words of the Most High God, friends, who fails not one word of his covenant. You know, one of the things I'm going to ask you at the end of the show is, hey, where has God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God? Where has God ever failed his church? Or let me ask you something furthermore, America, where has God ever failed to repay the enemy to their face? Please, somebody tell me. 1-866-233-0747. I can't find it. I can't find it. There's always some new tyrant that wants to try something new, and he gets a whole gang of idiots around him, useful idiots, might I add, because they want to try something new. And how does that fare for them, friends? It doesn't work out too well, does it? Nope, but we have the majority of the people in the professed church talking about, you know, there's nothing we can do, there's nothing we can do. Nope, keep in mind God always separates the fearful from the faithful. And though the church will be tried in the fire, it always is, the word of the Lord will always come out on the other side in favor of his church, in which he will not fail. Let me say it this way. The church in America, the church on this globe, is the anvil. You can go ahead, bad guys, and pound away on the church all day long, because you do. We've noticed that you like to pound away at the church. But keep in mind, it's not the anvil that's replaced. It's always the hammer. It's never the anvil that is replaced. It's always the hammer. And you better rest assured, when you want to go ahead and roll a rock upon the top of the church, you better understand when the word of God comes back and says, that rock will come back upon yourselves. It always does. It always does. It always does. Folks, we are in some awesome, awesome times. We have some real church leadership taking a stand in America today. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church or a white church or a Hispanic church or a Hmong church or a Korean church or a Japanese church right now, they'd all be standing up right now saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down, Brother Dean. They would all be shouting me down. Bring it down, amigo. They'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. You want to know why? Because we all have the same head. We all have the same head. His name is Jesus Christ. And the banners are flying, America. And what are they? No king but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. Well, the wicked attempt to brainwash the majority of the American people that it's all over with. I want to tell you something, friends. No, it's not. It's just beginning. It's just beginning. You want to see the hand of God? Remember that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Oh, and don't say, Bradley, that's really judgmental. You better bet your bottom dollar it is. You better bet your bottom dollar it is, because I'd rather have judgment fall upon the wicked in my time than it fall upon me and unrighteousness in my time. And it's time for the righteous to stand up and arrange the appointment for judgment to fall upon the wicked today. As King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have forgotten thy law. The righteous have not. Amen. Be right back.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now, folks, what I want to do, if you would forgive me, I always want to be led by the Spirit of God in what I do here on this radio program. I want to talk about rules for radicals, but I want to get to it now tomorrow because I'm already at the halfway point. I get on these little rabbit trails, and oh, I got to go on down that road. Matter of fact, if you ever go to a restaurant, you'll notice that there's just not one item that you might pick from to feed your fat face or to warm your tummy with. There's several different meals that you can pick from. And those rabbit trails, I'm telling you what, there's a whole lot of people at the table right now across the country that are listening. And when I follow those rabbit trails, I know it's prophetic and I know it's feeding the flock. And that matters more to me than staying on topic if it means it's not going to feed the person that needs to be fed. So what I'll do is tomorrow we'll talk about rules for radicals, because what I want to do is I got ahead of myself just a little bit. And I don't think that I got ahead of myself. I just think that I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. When I ask you, I have a question for you. I want to lay that to your candor now. And tomorrow, if you'd forgive me again, let's talk about rules for radicals tomorrow. You need to understand the tactics of Saul Alinsky and his little minions that are in this administration. And it's not just Barack Hussein Obama. It's also the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons of the day. And again, remember, friends, we're dealing with the Clinton's administration. We've dealt with it back in the 90s. Now we're dealing with his administration, Bill Clinton's administration, tried and true in their crimes today. And they mean to go on again with Hillary. So I want you to understand that Rules for Radicals isn't just bad Barack Hussein Obama and Saul Alinsky. No, it's who did Saul Alinsky get to submit? I mean, folks, this is like Karl Marx. He was the biggest loser known to the world. I mean, he literally was. And I'm not just saying that again. I'm not embellishing that fact. He was a loser. And you have these reprobate carnal minds that follow him straight to hell. And even when I think of scripture where it says in the book of Proverbs, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. I don't even see how there's a way that seems right to these people when they know that it's completely wrong in every sense of the word. A little kid will tell them what's right and what's wrong, but they've seared their conscience. In other words, they don't want to see the way God means for them to see. They don't want grace. They don't want his mercy. They want a war against God. And it's a war that will never be won. So let's talk about Rules for Radicals tomorrow. I want to get over to this. I've got a question for you. I asked you just a couple minutes ago, where has God ever failed a faithful man or faithful woman of God? Where has God ever failed his church? His church, the real church. And by the way, friends, what I was just talking about during the last segment, do keep in mind, those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Okay, you're not going to get away from that. And yet there's so many people in the professed church in America today that don't understand the book of Acts or Christianity. You're going to be hated for my name's sake, Jesus said. You're going to be persecuted from city to city for my name's sake. You're going to be, many of you are going to be killed for my name's sake. And yet they want to know the God of heaven, yet they don't want to follow the plan. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Because someone that's been raised up in the church for 20 or 30 years told them, oh, you know, that's just not the right way. You want to know why they're telling them that? Because they don't understand the power of God unto salvation. Because to them, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. And to them that perish. Everything about Christianity is a warfare. You're not going to get away from it. Again, read the book of Acts. My goodness, friends. How many tumults? How many uproars? How many accusations? And let me take it to this so I can get to my point. Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You see how this works? And why did they hate him? I need to remind you, because he uncovered them for who they were and who they are. And it was the religious people of the day that didn't like him, so they crucified him. And they moved the people to say, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. Remember that? Yep. These are the guys that are hiding behind their own deceptive version of Romans 13. Well, we're supposed to submit ourselves to all authority. No, who ordained the authority? God did. And nowhere can you find in Scripture God commanding his church to disobey him anywhere. Nowhere. Just saying. Just wanted to share that with you. I'm on one of those little rabbit trails again. This is having church, friends, by the way. So I'm asking you, where has God ever failed a faithful man or a woman of God? He never has. Where has God ever failed his church? He never has. Where has God ever failed to repay his enemies to their face? He never has. Folks, did you know that the Bible takes just 70 hours and 40 minutes to read at pulpit rate from cover to cover? 70 hours and 40 minutes to read at pulpit rate from cover to cover. The number of words in the Bible are about 622,771 in the Old Testament and 184,590 words in the New Testament, with a grand total of 807,361 words. Did you also know that there's 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament? You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, or Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Now going to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, First and Second Thessalonians, First and Second Timothy, Titus, Philemon or Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation. And folks, what's interesting, after all of the hours of reading and taking the time to go through all of these books in the amount of time, I have to again ask you, friends, just please answer this. Answer this question. Where has God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God or his church or to his enemies? You know, God said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. The Bible tells us not to limit the Holy One of Israel. There are so many out there that limit the Holy One of Israel. One of the top three questions asked to men and women that were about to die, they were in their latter years, or they were on their deathbed. If you could do something all over again, what would it be? You know what they said? They all replied with, I wish I would have taken more chances. What happens to the man that doesn't doubt his God? What happens to the man that says, Lord, bid me to come out into the waters? And what does the Lord say? Get your eyes off the waves. Keep your eyes fixed at the author and on the author and the finisher of your faith that you might overcome. I don't like sinking in the water, friends, but I'll tell you what. When we grow in faith, guess what the Lord does? Is He puts you in a pool or He puts you in an ocean filled with water where you can't touch the bottom. Because He means for you to get to the point where you can walk on water by faith. Oh, don't shout me down. It's true. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. Then comes the storm. Then comes the storm. Then comes the storm. Then comes the storm. You know, when you go into a gym, friends, just so you know, you look at a bodybuilder. Let's go to Schwarzenegger real quick. You ever go into a bodybuilding shot? And you go in there, or in a weight room, they always have those pictures of like Frank Zane or Franco Colombo, or they have pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger up on the wall, because that's the standard in which they want to become. Right? They don't have a picture of a little weakling who can't lift the weights, where you can see a skeleton, where you can see all the bones in his body. No, that's not what they do. They mean to raise the bar. And raising the bar and seeing the standard means it's time for us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That means we study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We grow in grace. We don't diminish in grace. We grow in grace. We overcome by faith. We don't succumb by faith. We overcome. When you succumb, you're succumbing to the fear of consequence and the fear of man rather than the fear of God. Folks, I can't find it. I can't find it in the Word of God. I mean, I know there's a book called Lamentations that I wish was never written. And by the way, Jeremiah meant for that book never to be written too, as well. But it was up to the people. And judgment is much of a promise, is as much of a promise to the children of God as is the blessings. Read the Word of God. It's up to the people. Matter of fact, if you go over to Deuteronomy 28 right now, you'll find out that there's 15 blessings. And there's 55 curses. America still wants to live under the 15 blessings, when in fact, if you look at it verbatim, friends, they're under the 55 curses, and I'm talking about the disobedient, where the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Tell the righteous it will be well with them. It will be well with the righteous regardless of circumstance, friends. A hair of your head shall not be singed. So, friends, again, I'm asking the questions after all of the hours of reading and taking the time to go through all of the books in this amount of time. I have to ask you, where has God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God or his church or to his enemies? What you are seeing in America is a lack of Christianity. I know that there are many that are afraid of what's going on in America today, but I want you to remember that he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, and he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. Read Proverbs 14:26. And when we come back, I want them that love God to understand that there is more than 110 fear nots, do not be afraid, and do not fears in scriptural context. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So. All righty, friends. Folks, did you know, we've been talking about, and I asked you the question, has God ever failed, or where has God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God or his church or to his enemies? And I said, I can't find one. I just can't. And I said as well that there's many that are afraid of what's going on in America today, but remember that those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. And then I said, again, going back to the Word of God, the infallible Word of God, and I said, did you know that to them that love God, do you understand that there's more than 110 fear nots? There's 110 fear nots. And there's actually 365, but this is what's held in context. This is what's applicable to the righteous. Okay? There's 110 fear nots, do not be afraid, and do not fears in scriptural contents. Text. T-E-X-T. So to put this all in perspective as to what I am going on in America, read Psalm 9:17. It is man that is failing. I love this. I love this, the way that this came out. So again, to put this all in perspective as to what's going on in America, It is man that is failing God, not God failing man. Isn't that an awesome way to look at it?
It is.
It really is. Psalm 78, 8 through 11. See, friends, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, 1 Timothy 6:12. Yet if the church is not willing to fight, neither shall it continue to possess that which was fought for, in which you now possess. You'll be dispossessed. That means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place. Listen to this carefully. And by the way, this is applicable to conservatives, Christians, and patriots. And I hope right now, to all the radio stations across America that have us tuned in right now and across the globe, I hope that I'm not preaching to the choir. I hope I'm preaching to those that don't understand who Christ really is. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. No, he is the line of the tribe of Judah. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the man of war. We're so bent on the false grace and false mercy of God that we forget that he's first and foremost a judge. I want to love him as my judge. And those that understand real grace, they strive to be freed from sin. And by the way, Martin Luther, the reformer, said that's the man that's ready for judgment day. I want to be there. 1 Kings 8:56. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. Israel, defined out, means God's fighter. According to all that he promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. 1 Kings 8:56. I want to give you an analogy, and I'm going to pass it over to Stephanie. There was a man that had to reach a certain destination at a certain time, yet he was caught up in a snowstorm. He came up to the river and thought within himself, how thick is that ice? Will it hold my weight or no? It felt solid, and so he reached a little further and tapped it again to see if it would hold his weight. He took a branch from a tree and smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. Did absolutely nothing. So he began to crawl across the ice on his stomach, and sweat began to fall down his brow. He began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment he could go to an icy grave. He took the branch that he had within himself, and he continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on. The man went about 45 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. Listen to me, friends. As he was crawling inch by inch, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then a rumble and then another rumble. The man looked behind to see another man with a full cart of coal whipping his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs. The man stood up and felt as a fool because the ice was solid right through to the bottom. He felt so foolish, the knowledge that he received through a demonstration of faith released him from all of his fears. Fear is the opposite of faith, friends. And we walk by faith, not by sight. And also keep in mind, all you reasonable individuals out there that want to reason yourselves out of real faith, do understand that reason is an enemy to faith. Now, what's the point? The point is don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach, because they're solid through and through. You can trust Him, because again, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, I've been a Christian for 20 years, and folks, I got to be honest with you, it's not been easy. It's been very difficult, but that's been promised. It's been hard. It's been scary. It feels like you're on a precipice quite a bit. But I, for the life of me, before God, even right now, I cannot say that He has ever failed us. He's never failed to deliver us. He's never failed to deal with our enemies. He's never failed to provide. And when I think about it, even now, friends, and I look throughout Scripture in my heart, because we're written epistles for all men to read, right? You know, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. It's interesting that I can't find where He ever failed me. I can look 1,000 times over just in the last year and say, I failed Him there, I failed Him there, and I failed Him there. And you know, the fact of the matter is, a wise son maketh a glad father. I don't want my heavenly Father, who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins on Calvary, to be disappointed in me. So what I need to do is get out of the way so Christ can reign. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him. And friends, He promises that He will direct your path. See it through, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6.
Well, that's a great analogy, because it just shows you how knowledge and perspective changes your whole outlook on life. And I think of the Sons of Liberty, we're trying to do that, bringing forth the truth to the masses that gives them the life that they'd never had before. In fact, in our assembly programs, some of the responses we get from kids is saying it was like the lights went on. They have a new knowledge of something they have never had before, namely the truth enlightened upon them by the Holy Spirit. And we're bringing this message to the masses. Many of you who are steady listeners of our show know that we've been out on the East Coast, out on the West Coast. We've been in the Midwest. Next week, we're gearing up to be in Arizona. So we're going to be down in southern United States. We are literally from coast to coast, northern United States, southern United States, bringing this message of truth across the nation. We're actually going to be in the largest Tea Party in America next week, bringing forth this message once again. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to get behind that. I've never yet maybe checked out online where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. Please do so. You can see a nice video that tells you what will your donation go towards? What will it help us? How will it help bring the message of Christ across the nation? You can check out that. Also see the beautiful certificate just mailed out another one today, a beautiful certificate that you're going to get when you become a son or daughter of liberty with your name on it, just showing that, listen, I am in this fight. We are in this thing together because we cannot do this apart from each other with Christ on the head of us. There's basic memberships all the way up to bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and multi-platinum. You choose which one is right for you, and you give what you can on a monthly basis that helps us to be able to go forth and seek and save that which is lost. A lot of these events and groups that we go to, friends, they need some extra support to be able to get us out there, but our heart is to be able to go in the all the world and preach the gospel as Christ commanded us to do. And please don't forget all of our great products that we have at our store. We've got new t-shirts out there. We've got a nice super pack for our product of the week this week. For those of you who are monthly sponsors, just a reminder, if you want to get 25% off the product of the week, call our offices at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Mention you are a son or daughter of liberty, and we'll take care of you right away. And for those of you that say, listen, maybe I can't do a monthly thing, but I'd like to give a general donation, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the donate button in the stars and stripes. You can make a secure, tax-deductible donation. And remember, we cannot, I can't emphasize that enough, we cannot do what we do without your support. There's so many great opportunities, so many great products. And also, for those of you that say, listen, I want to make an impact in my community this summer, summertime, fall time. I want to be able to reach out to those in my area, not just give them a track here and there, not just attend my church. I want to make a difference. I want to make an impact. How do I bring you guys to come out and speak at my church, my tea party, my Bible camp, my vacation Bible school, whatever you can think of, wherever the Lord opens a door, we walk right through. So if you say, listen, I want to book Bradley Dean because I want this message to be heard right where I live, please do call us again at 1-866-233-0747 or go online. You can check out how to book Bradley Dean too as well at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Cool. You know, I was just thinking about the guy that said, preach the gospel to the whole world. And he says, if you have to, he said, if you have to, use words.
Yeah.
I know that's not true because the word is God. 1 John, I'm talking about John 1, forgive me, not 1 John, but John 1. But we know that we have to preach the gospel because how are they to believe if there's not a preacher? Romans, right? But in saying that, it's really true.
You get the point of what he's trying to say. Yeah.
That's right. And because people see our faith by what we do in this world. And I'm not saying to walk around, the furthest thing from me to be telling anybody not to say anything. No, drop the word on the people around you. You know, we've heard that saying before, you know, when I show up, the party starts. No, you know, when you show up, the Holy Ghost moves. And that's really what we need to be doing as witnesses and ambassadors for Christ. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Tomorrow, promise, we're going to talk about Saul Alinsky tactics. It's time that we revisit that very topic. See y'all.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.